The question was asked, why do we repeatedly mention that in marriage, people hit points where they feel like this marriage is doomed, this marriage is terrible, this marriage is more difficult than anyone else's marriage. So there are multiple answers to that question, and we'll try to address some of them. Firstly, there's a healthy desire that every person has approaching marriage, and that is that people hope that marriage will be a part of realizing their dreams in life. And dreams could mean their dream of having someone that loves them, their dream of having someone that they share life with and they feel that great connection with. Dreams can mean aspirations. And when there's discord in that harmony, so that is something that rocks a person to the core. It's not like your friend or neighbor who gets on your nerves. It's like your left arm is beating up on your right arm and your mind starts saying, what can I do over here? What's going on here? Only it's worse than that, because at least your left arm and your right arm, you know what's going on. Here there's someone else who's of another gender, another background, theoretically talking the same language, but is very frustrated because you're not understanding them and they're not understanding you, which is classical. So the emotions run higher because the hopes are higher and the frustration is higher and the hurt is deeper. So that's one cause. Secondly, when you look around you, so usually you don't know what's going on in other people's homes. What you think you see is what you also show externally, and that is a happy countenance and everything's fine. You don't know how many people around you are having the same issues you're having. It's not something people talk about. So we have a situation where we're entering a realm which we're usually not adequately prepared to deal with. We have great hopes, great expectations. We start forging a relationship that's supposed to be the realization of many of our dreams. And then we run into a bump on the road. Now, if that bump were a small bump, that would be okay. But usually the bump is much bigger. The first thing is that there's a tremendous difference in styles of communication. And so when a woman will express things very vehemently, a man takes everything she says literally. And she says, I feel like life is not worth living. And he says, are you considering suicide? And she'll say, did I say suicide? And he'll say, yeah, that's exactly what you said. You said life is not worth living. And she'll say, you don't understand me. And he'll say, but I understood every word you said. What do you mean I don't understand you? So you understand we're set up in advance, so to speak. This relationship is not something that works on autopilot. And when you try to resolve a difficulty, so then that could very often lead to more difficulties. How come I'm not understanding her? She's not understanding me. I'm trying. She's trying. Are we meant to match? And suddenly, a person can find himself questioning whether all his dreams were a reality or just dreams. Can I really realize my dreams with her? How are we going to make this work? I haven't found this resolving our issues. Well, and even when we try, we don't succeed. So it's very easy to have situations escalate. It's very easy to have very harsh frustrations, be it because of the great expectations, be it because of the great difficulty that marriage really entails to make things work, to understand one another. It's very interesting. I got a comment from someone who watched some of the marriage classes, and this guy says to me, I don't know why these young generations, they think they need all these classes about marriage. In our generations, things just worked. We spoke, we understood, we made things work. Why is it that your generation has it so complicated? What he doesn't know is that his wife commented, she also saw the classes, and she said, you know, those classes are so interesting. My husband never understood me. So yeah, he's looking at it and saying, what do you need these classes for? And she's saying, he never understood. We're married, I don't know how many decades they're married. He's never understood. It's not so simple. The building of two people together who come from different backgrounds, who are different genders, the hardships are on autopilot. There's no way you can build a relationship without the hardships, and the solutions are not on autopilot. The hopes are tremendous, and so the disappointment is huge. So it's very natural that within marriage a person finds himself very, very upset, very, very frustrated, and asking himself, why? You know, I walked into marriage having seen marriages all around me, having all these hopes, and now they're all dashed. And why? She's not what I thought she was. Or at least everything seems to be unraveling because suddenly I'm seeing a side of her I didn't see before. Well, maybe you did see, you didn't know how to understand, you didn't know how to interpret. Or maybe it's just a part of her being a woman, which you're not yet used to being married to a woman. So you'll say, but I know my mother, right? You know your mother. Your mother bore you and brought you up and had patience. And when you called your mother and wanted to tell her what your day was like, she was interested in every word you said. You call your wife and she doesn't let you finish a sentence. Why? Why? It's a totally different relationship. She's not your mother. To your kids, she'll be their mother. She'll listen to everything they have to say and she won't interrupt them because she wants to hear everything they have to say. But your wife is your partner. And an active partner, by women terminology, takes part in a conversation. So here she is cutting you off, and you say, I can't even share my life with her. I can't get a sentence across to her. Yes, you can. You have to learn how to communicate with one another. But it doesn't go on autopilot. So the most basic things you want to build in a marriage, communication, relationship, hopes, dreams, after a very short time, it could happen within a week, a day, a month, a year, sometimes it takes 2 years till it surfaces. But within a certain amount of time, a person finds himself feeling like he's standing against a brick wall. He entered something. He thought he entered with someone who he could make it work with him. And now he's finding the person to be, in his own terms, completely unreasonable. Why are they completely unreasonable? Because they're talking on their terms. They're talking on their terms. I'm talking on my terms. We don't understand one another. So marriage is, let's say, from the onset, marriage is headed towards collision. Now the question is, what do you do once you get there? We haven't even discussed the aspect of disenchantment, which is also a natural phenomenon within marriage. You walk in with all this excitement and all this hope, and then as time goes on, suddenly you don't realize all those dreams. Everyone walks into marriage thinking their Friday is going to be calm and a lot of fun for the kids, and you're going to come into Shabbos refreshed. Everyone has dreams. And then suddenly you have your first Shabbos and you say, okay, we weren't set up well enough. And then you have your second Shabbos. And then eventually you start realizing, I'm like everyone else. Because I don't want to dash your dreams. You guys should still be dreaming. You should still have those hopes. And Bezrat Hashem, you'll be the ones to realize them. But all these things combined mean that when you enter marriage, you're entering a system that's doomed for hardship. Now hardship builds, and hardship forces us to change. And it forces us to change in areas which we didn't even want to change, where we thought we were perfectly okay. I thought it was good that I didn't waste my time talking about nonsense. Now I'm supposed to spend time talking to her about her day looking for a dress that she didn't find. So now we have to review all the stores she stopped in and did not find what she was looking for, but I have to hear about all the dresses that almost matched the dress that she was looking for. Are you looking forward? So it's not natural to a man, but as Yisrael will tell you, it's not your wife talking, it's God talking. But what's supposed to happen here is you will develop sensitivities and you will develop parts of your personality that you didn't even know could exist within you. You never aspired to develop. But if you're going to develop a real marriage, you will be forced to develop them. You will be forced to smile when you feel like yelling. You will be forced to listen patiently when you feel like saying, I don't have time for this. And with time, you will learn to appreciate and to connect on levels that you never knew you could. And you'll build a relationship that's not at all what you thought you would build, but it's much better. But you understand that's hard. It's the unraveling of what you thought would be, and that's very painful, and it's the rebuilding of something totally new. So it's very painful and it's very hard. It's compromising in areas that you never thought were negotiable. Why is this something we have to discuss? But you suddenly discover that in order to make this work, you have to compromise in areas that you didn't even know there was another way of looking at things. You never imagined you should spend an hour discussing with someone the different stores they went into and could not find what they were looking for. And hear about how in this store the wagon squeaked and the seller wasn't nice and there was a dress that was exactly what I was looking for, but another woman took it off the shelf, and then the seller promised me he's getting me another one from the storage room, and he went to the storage room and I waited, and you know how hot it was in the store, and as I'm waiting there were flies flying around, you know, this size flies and that size flies, and it was really annoying. Can you imagine being there in the store? And you're going to hear things that you never thought you should spend your time listening to. But that will be part of your beautiful conversation with your wife, because you will learn to connect with someone on their terms. When a man is living alone, he knows how to connect on his terms. And what real connection teaches me is how to really love, how to really connect, and that means on their terms, even when it's unnatural to me. But that's painful. It's a process, but it's difficult. We think we know how to love. We think we're decent and nice and wonderful human beings because we are consistently living on our terms. So our generation is the spoiled generation, and that's why we have so many divorces, because every side will tell you how the other side is completely crazy. The other side is completely unreasonable. And they're right from their perspective. All the woman's friends side with her, and all the man's friends side with him, and both sides are perfectly content explaining to you why the other side is absolutely crazy. Are they really? Or are both sides capable of building their own lives according to their own terms, but marriage is completely different? Marriage is about building on their terms. And that goes against our grain. Come, let's have 5 minutes of chatter. You'll go out of your mind. You want to try? But that's where it gets difficult. But that difficulty is par for the course of really building.